This podcast is powered by The Plug.
For details.
Let's get the shenanigans going. Let me get some of this.
Don't Ciroc. Be that sleep, dog.
Don't be that sleep.
Don't be that
Stay
sleep.
Woke.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be that sleep.
Don't be that sleep.
Like, I can fall asleep.
You be trusting them like that?
I don't fall asleep around people, but I can fall asleep anywhere at like any time.
You can fall asleep around hoes.
On cue.
Is that what we were going
You are here. That's what we landed with it.
Because you brought the whole shit up.
What's your poison, bro?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting. I'm going to see how this shit make you
How it make us feel.
Y'all got the new Christmas liquor.
Yeah, this stuff.
It ain't real. We don't even know what that do to me.
With the holiday
with
flavors.
The mahogany.
Salted carrot. I just saw the commercial for this 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
I didn't
man.
Know this was in the street.
This shit ain't out yet, bro. Shouts to Ciroc.
Y'all drinking brown liquor too? Y'all might end up punching the fuck out of each other. Somebody got to chill.
Man, I be wilding out on brown liquor. Like,
nah, man.
I know.
Brown.
In the middle of the day.
I ain't even going to tell no stories about it. But
the brown keep me cool, man. I don't know what it be doing to y'all. It's that vodka that get me out of here.
Brown's supposed to keep you down. It's the white that get you hype.
Yeah, man. That's a message right there.
I have too many hangovers off the white.
Yeah.
Like check it out, though.
Still function.
Check it out, though, since we in the shits already.
Oh, yeah, we started.
I'm your man, Graffiti.
I'm Davey.
It's Life is Dope Podcast, and we got a special guest in the building.
Talk to him.
Y'all seen this man on your TV screens on Wildin' Out.
You seen him on
You seen him on your comedy stages everywhere. Where else we seen him at, bro?
Last Comic Standing. The Monique Show.
I've been listening to this man on the 85 South Show. That podcast is hilarious.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
hell.
That. Appreciate
but without that. Further ado, we bring to you my man Carlos Miller. Y'all clap it up.
No seeds.
Hey, how you feeling, bro?
I'm just cooling, bro. I'm out here. On my Denver shit.
Hell yeah. Right on for sitting down chopping it up with us.
Oh, yeah. They just introduced me to some black people who got the weed.
Yeah, man. Shouts to Mez. That's about to get you right.
Right now. Yeah. Gotta smoke with the black folks.
Gotta smoke with the. Hey, man. That's what the new.
That's a little slogan.
Yeah, that's the new tagline.
Smoke with the black folks.
That's the new t-shirt.
We'll give you your credit.
Put me in.
Shit, man, but we gonna go ahead and get into the shit. You in town because you got a show tonight. You had a show this whole weekend.
Yeah, I've been working at the Improv this weekend.
Yeah.
Stretching out on stage, just giving these people the laugh.
Man, wow. Thank you for coming out here because Wildin' Out canceled.
Nigga, everybody canceled Denver.
I come to Denver like once a year and do the Improv joint.
Yeah, so you like touring or you just...
Man, I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm working on about 3 different functions right now. Just
yeah,
on the
man.
Road doing shows. Homecoming, 85 South Show, Carlos Miller, whatever.
Word.
I got to get it.
That's real. So who's been some of your comedic influences growing up?
Regular-ass people. Regular-ass people.
Somebody's funny. Uncle.
Like an
Mine.
Uncle.
Mine. I got the funniest. My family are the funniest people I've ever been around. Better than any group of comedians or anything. They just wild-ass people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I got a funny. I'm talking about everybody in my family funny. They just walk in on some bullshit. Like, everybody got a grand entrance, a funny-ass nickname.
Right.
Stupid-ass story. I'm telling you, that's just where I come from.
Just that funny.
Yeah, that and everybody where I'm from, just like characters, man.
I believe it, too, because, I mean.
That's my biggest comedic influence, the crib. Just, bro, I'm telling you, ride through there for an hour, you will just die laughing at everything you see.
Yeah.
It's just a strange.
Black people are funny as hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For no reason. We just funny individuals.
And I grew up from like that black ass part, like the Project Hood, Country, all that in one.
Where you either had to like know how to fight, know how to play ball, or know how to roast.
These are
all
things that you doing every day. You going to play ball. You going to get roasted. You going to fight somebody.
That's every how day. That's how I knew. Like, you came in the door, like, roasting.
I was about to say, that's how you know it's authentic. This nigga,
hell y'all,
we didn't even get to turn around, and this nigga came with the roast.
Huddled up, having a meeting and shit.
It's like, yeah, when this nigga Carlos come out.
Fuck is y'all weirdos doing?
Right. That's a hell of an intro, nigga.
Yeah, man.
But shit, I want to get into the 85 South Show real quick. I was just listening to that on the way here.
Yeah.
Man, what made y'all come together and just make that happen?
Bro, that's the way we kick it every time we get together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After having 4 or 5 of them, you're like, hell no, this is a show, bro.
Yeah.
But it's just every time we link up, that's just organically what it is. That's just our show.
Like y'all got no.
All you gotta do is turn the camera on. These niggas about to get crazy.
He right.
About to say some shit. You about to do some shit. Something gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's just a walking show.
Of the three of y'all, you think you're the most problematic?
Nah, DC definitely the most problematic. He definitely the most problematic because he really and truly don't give a fuck. And
yeah.
He don't mean no harm. That's the fun. That's why he is. That's why he able to be that way.
Because
you can see if a motherfucker was being malicious. But he really don't mean no harm. He's just wild shit. Just watching a young wild nigga just explore the world.
Man. Yeah.
Just like your little brother, whether he right or wrong, you gotta be. You like shit. He is my brother though.
Right.
So he out here.
Y'all ain't about to fuck with him.
Right.
So yeah, yeah, that's my nigga, man.
So what made the three of y'all like gravitate towards each other? Because I know there could have been like anyone in like the comedy scene.
I think it's because we all got probably the most common interest.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some people you just organically click with because they like what you like.
Right.
But, you know, it's to the point where you'll never bump heads or step on each other's toes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that, yeah, it's just like that. Like, we the type of friends that could pull up and holler at a car full of hoes because we all like to
throw. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it'll never be a conflict of interest.
Okay, so what type of chicks do the three of y'all like? Like,
is steroid use ruining professional sports?
Steroids? I think it's a good thing. Look what it's done to our baseball players. Roger Clemens, my man, he can throw a ball 380 miles an hour. Steroids. After 20 years, that's a bad motherfucker. I think there should be a whole new league where you can have all the steroids you want. Who cares if you grow another foot? You got three fucking feet? Run, motherfucker. I spent $700 for a basketball game. I don't see a motherfucker fly. Let them all have steroids. In boxing, I want to see somebody knock that motherfucker's head off. I want to see a hockey player eat the fucking puck. I'm going to tell you who needs some steroids. The soccer player. 3 fucking hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115 to 150. I pay to see some shit like that. But you need steroids. I'm going to get me some fucking steroids. I want to be able to bang, bang, bang a girl for about 2 years. Knock a motherfucker out. Boom, 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 boom. And give them to the people going over there in that rack. Give them some steroids. That should have been over. They had steroids. Let's go home. We done killed everybody. Come on.
I was saying, I know y'all be on tour fighting.
Well, it's
the
not even nothing. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Who gets the white girl?
If we walked in, who the white girl like? That's how that. Who she like? We don't choose them; they choose us.
That's real. That's real. How do you be a comedian in 2018 when
this shit too soft?
You say anything and they canceling you. They getting you out of here.
Man, fuck these people. First and foremost,
I
didn't know that comedians were going on stage conscious of what people gave a fuck about.
Mm.
This shit not personal.
Right.
I don't even know you personally. How can you take something I said personally if I'm traveling the country, telling the world about my experiences, and you think because I came to Denver, Colorado, and I told a joke that I wrote in fucking Auburn, Alabama, that I gave a fuck about your feelings? That's one person. One person don't have the power to fuck you over like that. Not nobody in the audience. Fuck them people.
Right. No,
I mean,
man.
You know, it's consequences for what you say. Just get ready to stand up for what you say.
Fuck, I feel like that's a comedian's job, though. Like, man, there's somebody still got to keep it real.
Of saying shit.
Right.
We're not going to say the right shit all the time.
Right.
No, it don't work like that.
Yeah,
fuck your feelings.
If anybody in the world. Mad, it could still be real. I feel like it got to be comedians.
Right? Man, fuck these people.
Yeah, I feel like they should definitely have like complete First Amendment rights, whatever sort of pass.
Bro,
not even all that.
We don't have no fucking rights, first and foremost.
Okay,
that's the whole thing. But that's what I'm saying. That's my whole approach to this shit. I'm already wrong. I'm black. I'm a man.
Right.
I'm heterosexual. They don't want to see me win. Anyway, I got to win. What they gonna do? What else could they do?
So fuck
they it. They all. It ain't like they can goddamn stop my millions, nigga. They making me hustle dollar for dollar.
Right, right, right.
Fuck these people. Man, you can't lose shit that you don't have.
That's real. Yeah, that's a message, right?
Like, I'm trying to not. I'm trying to not say you wilding out. But I don't know how else to describe it.
What happened?
I said I'm trying to not say you wilding out, but
I'm not wilding out. That's just the real. That's what I'm saying. Like. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You got to say fuck it. That's what I'm saying. As a black man, you just got to grab your nuts in America and do what the fuck you got to do. If they get mad,
I personally appreciate
only shit
that
what they're going to do, lock you up, take you to jail. They mad at
anyway.
You in Denver. Nigga, go to
anyway.
Boulder. Go to Colorado. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, nigga, don't.
In and out. That's the whole shit. You got to be gone before they get mad. Don't hang around. You don't just be fucking around. You don't did a weekend at the Improv and stayed a Wednesday. Get the fuck out of here, man. It's the lingering that get niggas caught up.
That's that Southern wisdom.
Man, that's
a fact, though, man.
Get your jokes off, man.
Get to your next show.
If you know them people, if you know it's people that not, don't go out there fucking with people. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be malicious or, you know what I mean, flagrant with the shit that you say. But if you do some shit and it's funny and you know that, you, and people see this. Like I said, you're not malicious, and you're coming from a genuine place, and you telling this joke. They should be able to tell the difference of that.
Yeah. And if not, then they shouldn't have,
they shouldn't have been at the fucking show. Right. Like, why would you come to the show? Like, man, I'm just gonna go see what the comedians say. He might say the wrong shit, and I'm gonna tell him if he do. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's our bullshit.
Ain't nobody walking around here waiting on your approval. Who the fuck are you?
So what is it?
Bottom line, fuck them people.
Okay. Fuck them people. You don't get to do that shit about rap music or whatever the fuck, that's whatever right. else that you consume, and you don't get to critique it right in front of them. What if you could be in the studio with Future and be like, hey, that's enough goddamn Percocets, bro.
Right.
Let me build my shit.
Right.
It might, you don't know where this is going. Get mad at the end. That's all I'm saying. Like, right. judge the whole show.
Just don't buy another
don't
ticket.
Don't interrupt me. Goddamn right. it. I could get to the end of my show and be like, yeah, and I'm donating some money to brain cancer research. You don't right. never know. It's a, you don't know. Shut your ass up.
That's real. That's stupid. No, you got
to
add that shit.
Yeah, give me a chance to fuck up. You don't know. Just wait to the end. Like, hey. That shit you said 15 minutes ago, I'm still mad about it. Then you got some shit to talk about.
Nah, you can't be mad at no comedy show.
Man, you are fucking crazy. That's what I'm saying. People are fucked up. They go to comedy shows to just look for shit to be mad about. That's the society we live in. You could go on Instagram right now and post a picture. Nigga, we just cured cancer. Somebody going to be in the comments, what the fuck took so long?
Right.
Like, you can't please.
Y'all niggas ain't cured AIDS, though.
A lot of this shit ain't even real, man. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what it do. Post Black Lives Matter. Watch how many white people show up on your page that ain't never been there before.
Facts.
All lives matter,
no,
though.
No, they don't.
Everybody
ain't getting killed. We talking about the people getting killed. Fuck that.
Right. Man, but that's real, because I've seen people walk out of, like, a Paul Mooney show, and I'm like, did y'all know, like, who Paul Mooney was when y'all came here?
Yeah,
like,
man. I remember I went to go see Bob Saget, and there was a brother in front of me, and that nigga was so mad. Like, he was just sitting there angry the whole show, and I'm dying because Bob Saget's funny as hell.
That's one thing about Bob Saget. His comedy, you would never expect it.
Yeah, that shit came out of the blue.
Man,
but
Bob
this
Saget
nigga was sitting there like, damn,
what
Bob Saget
be talking about? He didn't have no rules.
Yeah, Bob Saget, nasty motherfucker.
Nasty motherfucker.
He's a nasty nigga.
Man, speaking of nasty motherfuckers.
What the hell nasty motherfucker you are? I don't know where you going with this one.
I was going to say the United States. First of all, we got
to get political with nasty niggas.
No, I'm just saying, like, first of all, we got white people sending bombs to the Obamas, to the Clintons.
Bro, don't do the white people like that. It was a white person. You see?
White people.
I don't even know nothing about white people. I don't know what the fuck going on with them. I don't get it.
Rolling up to the Pittsburgh synagogues, opening fire. Like, the shit,
that's the thing, though. It's like, man, that's what they do. Why you going to act like because it was a synagogue that's supposed to be shocking? Like they didn't shoot up the black church in the movie theater in the every goddamn. They shoot up shit. Everything going to get shot up.
Concerts, the school.
They can shoot up concerts, Christians, Baptists. They don't give a fuck.
What's worrying me, like, it's getting to the point where I feel like people aren't even caring anymore.
Because it's normal. They normalize that shit. They going
to
send thoughts and prayers.
What's that?
Only way to say it is I kind of don't care no more.
Hey, man.
And I mean, that sound fucked up, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I still care.
Nigga,
everybody got their own problems. We got other shit to worry about in the black community. White people shooting up shit. We trying not to get shot. Do you see how we can't help each other right now?
Right.
We are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Real shit. No, but you saying something, because that's why. Like, I don't want to be desensitized, but I kind of am, bro. When you on social media and you scrolling, it's like, damn, another shooting again.
Man,
another shooting again. But like he said at the same time, though, like, besides mass shootings, bro, I can get shot just going outside.
Yeah, this is double-edged, so we got to worry about the crazy white motherfuckers and the crazy niggas over here trying to rob us. Man, I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
So it's I don't know. It's rough either way.
Either way.
You said something earlier. You said none of that shit real. I wanted to ask you, now since you're kind of in the industry, you on now. Has this shit changed your perspective on the actual?
On what?
Just being in the game. Because, you know, everybody want to get on, everybody grinding.
Yep.
But now you on.
Mm-hmm. It changed everything. It make you really wonder what the fuck the game is about. It depends on who you are and what you chasing.
Right.
Some people are chasing greatness in the game to be the greatest player. Some people chasing the money. Some want the hoes. Mm. Some want the drugs. So is everybody got different shit that they chase? So it really just depends
what,
on
what you chasing, you, Carlos Miller. Shit,
I'm trying to get the money and the glory. Mm. I want the glory. Nah, for real, man. I'm just trying to make my situation better. Change the family name. You know, do something that, you know, something that ain't nobody did before.
Right.
I ain't nobody from where I'm from in the industry. I'm the only person from Oxford, Mississippi that do the shit that I do. Right. To go to places I go and touch the place, you know, touch the people that I touch.
Yeah.
So I just got to give. It's somebody in my hometown, like, nigga, okay, so we ain't hopeless. Somebody made it out this motherfucker. I can go do this now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Change the outlook, man. It really ain't about me. I'm straight. I'm good. I done did all the shit I want. I mean, it's a little more shit I want to do, but overall, in general, I done had a ball with this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm done with it. I'm just saying, I'm now thankful as fuck. Just, I need God to know that I received every blessing and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just on the smaller scale or whatever the case may be, but I'm happy as a motherfucker, man. Just to know that I could take some shit that I thought of and some shit that I started doing for free at open mic night and go around the world making money with this shit.
Mm.
However much it is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to keep playing the game.
That's success right
there. Yeah, it gets greater later.
Man, so something I've always been curious about, like the Wildin' Out girls. What's the rules?
Why you be curious about Wildin' Out?
I'm just saying, what's the rules of engagement with that? Is it just
women alone and go get your money?
Okay.
You get, that's what I'm saying. You get distracted by that shit. You want to get pussy where you getting your money at?
Did you
really grind hard to get on a TV show?
I wouldn't.
To just go holler at the chick that worked out? That's fucking retarded, man.
But I ain't on Wildin' Out.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's good to look at, but she at work too.
Yeah.
You think she showed up looking like that this morning?
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody think about that part.
She look good, but she even look like that.
Yeah.
Nah, them Wildin' Out girls are cool, man. Some of them are strange. Some of them are just hardworking, grinding ass chicks. They just look good.
Man, I got to ask, did they stop tripping, man? They put you back on Wildin' Out or what?
Nope. They don't got to put me back on. I don't want to go nowhere, but nobody won't be on that.
I feel you.
But it's just like
when I seen you say that on an interview, I was like, man, don't go back if them niggas don't want you.
Nah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You can't go back. Yeah. But it ain't even about going back. It's just the way they handle the shit. I was like, all right, well, shit, if that's it, just say that. I don't want this nigga to say that you said. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all it was.
Right.
But this it ain't like they owe me shit or I'm mad. It is what it is. You can't be that shit forever. You got to go do something because at some point, niggas going to be like, all right, my nigga, go do something else.
Right.
Tired of looking at you.
That's real, because you did, what, 9 seasons?
Yeah, real quick.
Oh, man. that's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a nice run.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Y'all gotta figure out a way to incorporate the old school freestyle and something else, though, because I'm going to miss that shit.
Bro,
y'all
do that shit all the time.
That shit cracked me up.
All the time. It's nothing. I mean, you looking at the niggas who created that shit. You gonna tell me. I mean, it's in the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's real.
It's in the sauce, man.
But now the Wildin' Out girl question, it had me thinking about, like, man, as men, we will, like, work hard to make millions of dollars
to blow it on some hoes
and still get, like, a regular chick that probably make, like,
that's because 30,000. That shit don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, when you know the crazy, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Bro, the only woman that you're going to love is the one that treats you the most like your mama. Fuck what they look like. When you find a chick that's down as fuck who gonna come to the crib and clean that bitch up and do your laundry and make the towel smell like motherfucking spring flowers and do that shit that you can't do and clean right. that corner. Like, hey, my bathroom ain't never been this
get
clean.
Your
she give a fuck
yeah.
about me.
Right.
She made my plate. She picked. She put. Came and got it. Washed all the. She give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the difference, bro. Mm. Fuck with the, you. Just yeah, we gonna do that shit. But like you said, getting a regular chick after you get the money and you get all the cars and you get this big ass crib and you like, nigga, I'm lonely. And there's 3 bitches in here, but they don't give a fuck. I know if I lose all this shit, it's over with.
Right. The accessories.
Yeah, but you gotta indulge in that shit just to know if that's the shit that you like.
Mm. Right.
Some dudes don't have to be successful to get the women that's on that level. You
right.
You get what I'm saying? You follow them on the gram, the popping chicks online or whatever. Some right. of them, they got niggas who just promote parties, but he get money.
Yeah.
He know how to keep her happy.
Right.
She could leave this nigga at any moment for a rapper or a ball player, but she like the nigga that she got already, whatever position she in.
Right.
And there's some dudes who are famous and rich And you ain't never even thought about this. Think of how many rappers you ain't never seen with a woman. Mm. How many famous dudes that you didn't idolize in some way or respected that you never seen with a woman.
Mm.
Damn.
You ain't never seen them get caught coming out the hotel with one. You ain't never seen them hug one, hold hands with one. Because
they don't know how to interact with them?
Because they don't get them. They don't get money, fame, none of that. That ain't going to get you no women. Not for real.
The real, yeah.
You think they don't get to knock off a couple of these 10s?
Yeah.
But do you think she wants you to know that? You let this nigga smack? No. It's a cold game. The game cold. You can have all of that shit and still not get no bitch.
Mm.
That ain't success, though.
Right.
Because you heard the song. What's success? It's the money, the cars, the clothes, and the hoes.
Yeah.
It's all of that. You can't have one without the other.
Right.
Can you imagine getting successful and the hoes still don't like you?
Ooh, that make me mad.
You ain't gonna feel successful.
I was like, dang, I done hustled for nothing.
After you buy three or four girlfriends, you're gonna be look. Where are the regular chicks that just like me?
That's fucked up. You have everything in the world, but like
you done bought four of your favorite social media girlfriends.
Yeah,
you can buy them if your money right.
Right.
After you done bought her and now she your girl. Yeah. That shit real and she don't want the money no more. You're like, I hate the way this bitch voice sound.
Toes is nasty.
She cheating on me too.
Yeah, she on clean baseboards.
Come on.
Yeah,
she set me up.
Panties everywhere. It's an illusion, man.
Oh man.
It's all an illusion.
It is. Let's shift gears real quick because technically this is our Halloween episode.
Oh yeah,
bro, we could talk. You think about hoes or some of the scariest shit you ever.
That's a fact.
Lose it all in 30 seconds.
I was going to ask you, though, name the funniest, we was talking about this last night, the funniest horror movie that wasn't supposed to be funny.
Mm. Shit, it's got to be Leprechaun in the Hood.
Was that supposed to be serious?
Bruh, Leprechaun in the Hood was some of the funniest shit ever, bro.
No, that shit was hilarious.
Bruh, go back and watch it. It's so ghetto.
Yeah.
It was a low-budget-ass, ghetto-ass movie. And they had to incorporate the ghetto shit to make us watch it.
If you
go back and pay attention to it.
I mean, the fact that the nigga was in the hood already just classified it as a comedy.
That's one of them. And I don't know if you remember this shit, but you remember Tales from the Crypt?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was probably some of the scariest shit ever. If you go back and watch that now, that shit still look real.
Yeah. I watched the movie one last night.
Watch the series from HBO.
Yeah, no, that shit was
because the Crypt Keeper have monologues. And then the more you watch this shit, it'll make you be like, man, is this shit real?
Yeah.
Crypt Keeper, probably one of the scariest motherfuckers that's ever been on TV.
No, that's a fact. I was watching Halloween last night, the original one, Mike Myers, and I was just dying watching that shit. Because I'm like, this is supposed to be so scary, but this shit is stupid.
Hilarious.
He moves slow as hell.
Friday the 13th movies are funny, too. Because Jason don't even try to kill you till you go in the woods try to get some pussy.
Right.
That's it.
The premise of the movie.
Till you get butt naked.
Yeah, Jason was a hater.
And kill the chick first. He gonna cut her right in half on top of it. Now you got a dead girl. You still in her. Do you dirty after that.
Child's Play.
Yeah, Chucky.
That was
Chucky
funny
was
one.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, like, why was like a 2-foot doll like running around killing everybody?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Go back and watch that one again, too.
Chucky hilarious.
Chucky really was a black man.
I could see that.
No, the dude, Charles Lee Ray. The dude who, like, the spirit of Chucky that's in that child's. Go back and watch the very first one.
Yeah.
Dude looked like he Puerto Rican.
I think we'll put a Puerto Rican man in a white dog.
Go watch this.
Freddy Krueger's hilarious. Everybody was high when they were all that
still
shit.
Scary, too.
Nah, Freddy Krueger, that fucked me up.
Man, you ever, would you ever take a role in a comedy, in a horror movie?
I'd take a role.
Be the first nigga to die. In all of
them? Hell yeah, I do it. Cause you like whatever it is that made you fuck with me would make you fuck with me as the black dude that got killed.
That's
you would fact. Like you would be like my nigga Lowe's. Let me watch the rest of this shit. I can't wait to call this nigga. This nigga died of this bitch.
Right.
Who just came on?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Not like, for real.
That, there's a comedian that'd be hilarious, bro. Just to even to do. What if I could get like 4 or 5 roles like that?
Mm.
That's the shit that'll keep the joke going.
You be the nigga to die in all the horror movies.
Come on, bro. Like, niggas see you die in like a low budget ass horror movie.
Right.
Then you come back and you in the first 15, 20 minutes of Jurassic Park and get ate by the fucking. Then niggas see you in the new Halloween and Jason kill you off top. You rolling the blunt.
Ain't even put the mask on yet.
Yeah. Then the shit come on. You like, this nigga getting all the death.
Intro to every movie.
Bruh, if you, I don't know who follow y'all, but if it's anybody who need a black dude to die in some horror movies, I'd do that shit.
Hey, that's real.
Dramatic as fuck.
You might be onto something too.
Bruh.
Man, let me see that nigga that get killed all the time on all the horror movies.
My reel gonna be crazy. Can you imagine seeing me on the Tonight Show? Well, I'm crazy. Get killed a lot, don't you? Yeah. I got a new movie coming out. I actually don't get killed in this one. And everybody, come on,
nigga. How you gonna live?
I hope I just spoke that shit into existence.
Nah, whoever watching this shit, cast
get to be on set for like a week.
Mm.
Go on to your next project. Like, you part of the main cast for a week.
Right.
Oh, that's a wrap on Carlos, everyone. First motherfucker off the set.
What was it like moving?
That shit gonna happen now, watch.
I hope so. Multiple times. Just like I said, give me 5 rows back to back and let me die in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, man, that shit gonna happen.
So I know, especially being a veteran in the comedy scene, but what was like your first interactions like moving from Mississippi to L.A.?
I live in Atlanta. I never moved to L.A. I go out there and work, but I don't know if I want to live out there. That shit boring.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Like, outside of the work part, that's just where I'm like, man, this is what the fuck y'all be doing.
It's just different atmosphere from the South. I mean, of course.
That's
but,
the thing,
you know.
Bro. The South, we so comfortable down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So much shit to do.
Right.
You know, it's just a lot more freedom to me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't live in L.A., though. But I go out there and work. You got to go out there because you're in the industry. You got to go and meet with them people and do some auditions so you can try to get that movie role.
Okay.
Definitely. But, I mean, there's a lot of shit that can come. You know I miss a lot of shit just from proximity. I just a lot of people that just thrive just because they're right there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of opportunities just right there just, you know, because you can get to them. Mm. So I do miss that part. I done probably missed my about 3 or 4 roles in that shit just because I ain't stayed there. They needed a local joint. So.
Yeah. There's probably someone else dying, like Chadwick Boseman, like dying in the beginning.
Damn, how this nigga get to be the dead nigga?
And he don't even want to let you know that it was him that he blew up. Right. I bring all that shit back. Look at me sitting in the background on Ally McBeal. Whatever. Bring all that shit back, man.
All that shit. The whole rest.
My reel be stupid as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Guidance counselor.
Dang, I was
in the Saved by the Bell movie. Dang. I take all them
roles. Oh, in the movie though.
Dang, I was watching all those shows. Ally McBeal, Melrose Place.
But see, you got to have that type of diversity to be in the entertainment industry. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch some white shows just to see, because they move so different. Yeah. They're more dialogue driven. The timing is different. You know, the white shows, they'll do one whole scene for 5 minutes just to get to one joke.
Mm.
Then go to commercial. You get what I'm saying? It's just a different,
right.
Different timing.
What'd you think about the whole climate of comedy right now, just black comedy? Like,
man,
it felt like for a minute, we was like tag teaming. Like, all right, this is the nigga. This is the nigga under the nigga. Now, this is the nigga. This is the nigga.
See, that's why the game is. Why you, like, because we always trying to put people in. Okay, this the funniest one.
Right.
But, like, you know, the game ain't supposed to be like that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to line all the comedians up like the X-Men and just watch them do all different shit.
For real.
Yeah, shout out to the X-Men.
Yeah.
Speaking
like,
of
we all good at different shit.
Right.
But then, there's just something about us as a community. We can't like some shit unless we can compare it to some other shit. Or, like, I think it's just the way that the black community work. Like, we don't fuck with the new shit until we not fucking with the old shit, if that makes sense.
No, that's
like,
real.
Like, we love to stop fucking with shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just the whole,
like,
I guess
shit can't be cool at the same time.
Or a mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the new rappers come out and shit, they be like, oh, them niggas ain't fucking with us. It's cool for that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, y'all do that because we, you know what I mean? It's like to not fuck with some shit.
Right.
I think that got to die first.
Mm.
Like, the whole wave of, man, y'all do that lame ass shit or whatever the fuck. We got to let shit live. We be off culture too fast.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But especially see, then, right now, and then we get mad when other people come and pick it up.
Right.
That's why they call it culture vultures.
Yeah.
Vultures don't kill shit. Vultures just kick back and wait till motherfuckers get through eating.
911?
What's your emergency?
Yeah, somebody's just broke into my house.
Okay, we'll get a unit over shortly.
Okay, please hurry.
Real quick, can you verify your race for us?
I'm black. I'm sorry, I'm white. I'm full white.
Okay, can you answer a few questions just to confirm?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Nice. Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, who's the best boxer in the United States?
Jake Paul.
King of R&B.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, last question. Say ask.
X. Oh, fuck. No. Hey.
I'm going to fuck with the carcass.
Yeah, it's me on there.
We still fucking with that. You get what I'm saying?
That's real.
We get off shit too fast. As opposed to having a library of culture, we just always want to be on the new shit.
Right.
And that falls to the music we listen to, the clothes that we wear, the entertainers that we follow, and comedians ain't no different with that.
Yeah.
Because everybody, once they start branding shit as the king of comedy, it's just been a constant chase to be the king.
Yeah, that's
not
real.
The kings. There's only room for one king. So, and our community is so small.
I never liked that shit either. That and like the GOAT and all that. Like,
yeah, and how is somebody gonna be the GOAT if we still playing?
Yeah, right. I don't like them labels, man. Like, we ain't all dope. Some niggas is whack, but we gotta coexist. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Because I think we got to learn how to accept multiple greats. We've been conditioned to only have one great, like you said, just to be the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have no GOATs.
Right.
Why we got to have a top five? People always want to know your top five. Nigga, why they just don't say what rappers you like?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a conversation that go past five people. You right. Because you can't pick five motherfuckers and be like, well, shit, I like these five.
Right.
Because that's not the hip hop that we came up on. Nigga, you remember watching Rap City?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you will watch five videos from somebody you might not fuck with just to see the people you do.
Yeah.
And after that, after doing that all week watching Rap City, you like, all right, this shit ain't that bad.
Yeah.
They took away the freedom of our freedom of choice because we don't have the outlets that we have. We don't have the platforms to let people be great no more. Like, we don't have the Yo MTV Raps or the Rap City, or we don't get the Freestyle Cypher but once a year. Shit, right. That's the type of shit that needs to be happening once a week.
Somebody, talk to them.
Definitely.
Niggas don't even freestyle no more. That's the real creativity.
And then when they do, it be political.
Like, there's so much pressure to not fuck up. Yeah. Everybody want to be the cool nigga that come through and do a flawless freestyle that you wrote. No, nigga, freestyle. Fuck up.
Yeah.
Jump back in. Oh, you was killing it. Come on, do it again. We still in this bitch. Yeah, my nigga fucked up. We do it again, my nigga.
Hey.
What happened to that?
Right, yeah, man.
You can't take no L's publicly, bro. That's why rappers don't fight. Everybody gets shot. Can't take no ass whooping and drop an album. Ain't nobody gonna hear that shit. Oh, man, you got your ass whooped.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna say, yeah, them niggas did jump you, but you held your own. I still fuck with you. A real nigga, you took a loss. Every real nigga took a loss.
Man.
That don't mean I'm through fucking with you, nigga. You get them next time. Right. Just don't make this a trend.
Right, yeah.
Take a loss all the time.
Come on, man. You said something with the freestyle because you do the improv comedy. I know I could tell just by chopping it with you. That's your element for real, just going off the top. But how is that different than just like being on TV and just the whole production aspect of it versus just like when y'all do the podcast or when you're doing the improv and you just get up there and just do you?
But see, this the whole thing. This the elements of it. You have to be able to go have a podcast or do some freestyle shit where you can get good. You can get the shit out the way.
Right.
Where you can learn how to talk to a microphone or what you sound like. Or you know what I'm saying? Like your inflection. This all in timing. All this shit is practice to get you to the TV.
Right.
So when you get on TV, you know the good shit. This the shit the world need to see. This what I'm good at. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So it's all in preparation.
Right.
So a story that's kind of something that I've cared about being a Simpsons fan, changing gears a little bit. So allegedly they're going to write Apu off of the show.
Damn, they're getting rid of Apu?
They're supposed to be getting rid of him.
They said it's racist.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, they did.
How do y'all feel about that?
I don't think they should have did it. I don't think they should take it off. You know what they should do?
What's that?
They should go get one of those Indian comedians and let him cook. One of these young Indian dudes. let him represent his culture since everybody mad. Somebody that they fuck with.
Right.
Let him get a season in there before they write it out. Give him, you know what I'm saying? Go talk to the people who run the Indian, you know, they representation. Mm. Well, we fucked this up. Let us at least try to make this right or something.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's real.
Because if they just take it away, then what about the reruns? It's just there.
And I mean, I don't know. Because you can't just take something away.
But then but that's what I'm saying. Then you got to look at, what about the people who don't feel like that?
Yeah.
What about the people who was just like, well, shit, finally, they got somebody, some kind of representation. Even if it's just a stereotype, it's a joke.
Right.
It's comedy. Mm. It's subjective.
The people on there, they're yellow.
Right.
It's not meant to be culturally accurate.
Man, The Simpsons was black when they came out, too.
Man, Simpsons wasn't black, bro.
Yes, they were, bro. That's why the shit got popular.
They was black?
Bro, if it wasn't for the hood, The Simpsons would have never been as popular as they are.
Because
black people took that shit, made the Black Bart Simpson all the way through the late 80s, early 90s, bro. You were not an artist if you couldn't draw Bart Simpson.
Mm. That's a fact. I had all the little Bart Simpson sketches on my
that was your introduction as a little black boy to drawing. Yeah. Trying to draw Bart Simpson or the Ninja Turtles or shit like that.
Right.
Then once you got good at it and you start implementing the shit that you like, putting him in the hood and getting this nigga a gun, that's what made the shit blow up. Right. Niggas putting Bart Simpson on their airbrush pants and on their jackets and shit like that.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the early seasons, bro. That shit was hood.
And people related because they weren't rich.
And they were yellow. They was yellow. It was cartoon, but they was doing hood shit. They poor. They daddy got a job. Yeah. Their mama got a bunch of kids. Don't do nothing. Their little sister can't walk.
Right.
Bart get in trouble every goddamn day. Lisa is talented in the motherfucker, but she got natural hair. Look at it.
Right.
Look at it. It's right in your face.
That's him. Lisa was.
Homer done had the same fucked up ass. Homer driving a goddamn Buick LeSabre. Big body. With the dent.
Nah, The Simpsons black as hell.
Man, work for the city, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Elisa was on jazz.
You ever seen a white woman with hair this tall? That's black woman shit. Her shit blue. It's blue. Who else wear blue hair, my nigga?
She had the vertical fro like
come
a
on, dog. Yeah. They got them Maggie about 10 years old. Ain't said a word.
Nah, you're right. Damn, Simpsons is black. My thing with a pool though, bro, like.
Man, the motherfucker lived next door to Ned Flanders, bro. He lived next door to a white dude. He's still from Ned Flanders, and Ned don't do nothing but pray for him. Everybody in the town know they ain't shit. Simpson!
Come on, bro. Nah, you proved your point, bro. That's a new theory right there.
I'm on board.
Nah, and you tipped it off with the Ned thing, because Ned was like the white guy.
Homer will openly steal out of Ned Flanders' house, bro. Everything in the crib. Ned trying to borrow it back. Hey, Homer, you still got my hedge clippers? Oh, that Flanders. Come on, man.
I'm about to get on some more Simpson episodes.
Bro, I'm just saying, let's get on some of this shit.
Yeah.
Go back to the older seasons, though, bro. Like season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Shit, man. What ever happened to the black cartoons, though?
Dude, this is what you don't get, man. They always try to make it seem like the black show's not doing good.
Mm.
That's bullshit.
Nah, they were doing well.
All the black shows be doing
all
good.
Of them. Static no matter Shock. What.
All of them. But they don't want that shit.
Yeah.
They don't want you fucking watching that shit.
I noticed some as a dad that when the shit started going a little too well, they start phasing out slowly. Like my daughter be watching like Doc McStuffins and shit, and she'd be like, you start noticing the little toys and all that start slowly not being everywhere like they was before.
Man, this is what the world got on. Man, they like when it comes to minorities and shit, we're not what they aiming for, though.
Yeah.
So if you got a black show that's doing good and that ain't what you gonna take that shit off, man? Get this shit out of here. I don't give a fuck how much money it's making.
Right.
I'm sick of seeing these niggas.
And it's always some real shit in black cartoons. Y'all ever watch The Proud Family as an adult?
Yep.
They was talking about some real shit.
Every episode. Yeah. That's why it's gone. That's
Kelly.
Why it's gone.
Yeah, man.
It's gone. It's not no fucking coincidence, man. All of this shit gone.
Do we care about 50 Cent and Ja Rule still beating?
Bruh. At this point, leave that nigga alone, man. I'm putting my hood on, bro. I don't give a fuck no more. Look, 50 Cent need to leave that nigga alone, bro. That nigga Ja Rule. If Ja Rule ran up on 50 Cent and shot that nigga like Nino Brown at the end of New Jack City, he would be right.
Yeah. He would definitely be entitled for that
20
shit.
20 years, bro. Yeah. You said, you asked, do we give a fuck? Because you tired of this shit. You won, my nigga. Stop kicking that little nigga, man.
He bought 200 seats and just so they would be empty. Is.
Hey! You kids, quit slamming my goddamn door!
Damn! This the part that Ja Rule still holding on to. Everybody used to fuck with Ja Rule at some point.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why niggas stopped, but...
Yeah, that's
niggas,
what's
niggas
up.
Had the half braid, half fro.
Come on, bro. I don't know. I want this shit to end. I'm tired of 50 Cent fucking with people.
But that's
his
the
shit. Though.
That's the culture now. Everybody's
it's
trolling.
Not the culture. It's his culture.
Yeah, that's.
Don't nobody fuck. Ain't nobody really looking forward to who the next motherfucker about to catch the wrath of 50 Cent.
Right.
But I'm saying everyone's trolling now. That's the culture of get behind a keyboard and just.
That's the thing that I don't like.
Saying
they,
whatever.
You think trolling is just acceptable. You remember ass whooping? Go outside and say that shit.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up because the same people who be online trolling are the same motherfuckers who run up on you be like, man, I'm here a bitch. I fuck with you so hard.
I'll do that shit to get your attention.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you. I'm a mean nigga, though. I just, man, fuck you.
I mean, but it's real, though, because.
Get the fuck out.
Now, this is 50's gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, now you just the nigga that's just.
You just
fucking
you
with people.
You a bitter nigga.
It's hilarious. Don't get me wrong.
You're not supposed to be that bitter and rich.
Yeah. Is it bitter though, or is he
it's
bored?
Bitter. Leave them folks alone, man. Why you fucking with people, though?
He was on the shot these hat last week.
Done. It's got to be done though.
Right. I mean, but doesn't
when I said it, it made sense to me. Yeah. Like, bro, if we on the bottom and we poor, nigga. Just speaking. We got trolls. Nigga, rich people got to have trolls too, goddamn it.
And rich people got to be the trolls?
We might be looking at this shit all wrong. We might not be feeling sorry for Ja Rule. Ja Rule might be just as straight as 50 too.
Oh, no. Ja
it just
good.
Might just
yeah.
be how rich niggas fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Well, 50 might call all these motherfuckers and be like, I got your head today. I fucking wish. Yeah, right. Nigga, you trending. You better drop something. We don't know. Right. I don't know. I can't choose.
They might be using this nigga 50 for the rollout.
Bro. Oh, the 50 Cent rollout?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
I believe it.
Because once 50 troll you, you popping for the next 2-3 days.
You on. We see Mayweather.
You better
be
do
that.
Something.
Yeah. Nah, you on to something. So with that
shout out
said,
to 50
man,
Cent,
when 50 start going in on you,
he going to go in on me.
Capitalize
he gonna
on that
me
shit.
On his page or something. Have all his fans roasting me or some shit when he hit this. Because he going to hit this. The nigga hear everything.
Right.
Get the strap. Fuck this nigga.
This nigga 50 be
I'm about to buy all the tickets to Carlo shows all weekend so they could be empty.
Be the only nigga in there.
Still going to
if I'm
Jada,
I'm like, shit, I still got my money.
Man, it ain't about the money, bro.
Yeah.
So out of all of this new music that's dropped this weekend, any albums that have like clicked with y'all?
Shit.
Anything on repeat?
I like. Oh, this one I'm on right now, bro. That
not just
baby,
the homies, but the ones that
that
you little really
baby
like.
And Gunna.
Yeah.
That drip harder.
Yeah.
I fucks with that.
Great record.
NBA Youngboy.
Mm.
All that shit he did with Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates dropping new shit. I fucks with that.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit I like to listen to.
Yeah.
That Plies ZZ remix. That shit hard.
Damn, I heard that. The remix, yeah.
Ooh, Plies fucked it up.
Plies is underrated.
Yellow Beezy that on me remix. That's hard.
Yep.
Tip new album slapping.
Yeah.
Meek Mill been going in since he got out on the low. Ain't nobody
yeah,
said
new album about to come out.
Moneybag Yo. Moneybag Yo.
Okay, I see. I see your vibe. I see what you rock with.
Shit.
Definitely like
Sauce Walker. I like that nigga Sauce Walker out of Houston. Sada Baby out of Detroit.
Shout out to Sada Baby.
Key Glock.
Oh, yeah, shout out
to Key Glock. Go hard. There's a couple more of them young niggas, man. Lil Baby, I said him and Gunna, but on his solo shit, he go hard, too.
Yeah.
Who else, man? It's the thing about it, though.
Maybe 20 albums every day.
I got to say this shit, too. What's dude, young dude named? Juice WRLD. I like his shit. Him and Future just did some shit. That Dave East and Styles P.
That shit hard.
That shit hard. Yeah. It's a lot of good shit coming out, man. Yeah, you just got to catch the wave. What's the girl, the female rapper name? Dreezy.
Yeah.
She crazy.
All right.
She just dropped some freestyle shit that was going hard as fuck online.
It's hard, to, man. I'm a music head, but it's so hard to keep up.
Right it ain't now, hard bro. To keep up, man. You just hard, you got to be on your music head shit.
Like, I listen all day, and then I feel like I'll what it is, it's not hard to keep up. I'll forget about the shit that I was really fucking with for a minute.
Yeah.
Because something else came out right after that, and I'm trying to listen to everything. Yeah, it's like, man, what was that one?
It's
that
like 20 hours. Hey, bro, that
Takeoff about to come out, too.
I think Takeoff will be hard.
I like that Quavo.
You like Quavo?
Yeah, man.
I like that the DJ Takeoff challenge. That was funny.
Oh, that shit was all the way around. Go take! Go take!
Like, just the drops.
It was so cool.
Yeah. The drops and the echoes were just awkward, and I'm like, yo,
how you
I'm
feel about
dying
the challenges? We ain't about to see no Carlos Miller challenge.
Bruh. I think them shits is dope for we gotta have that shit though.
Yeah.
For the younger, you know, the younger culture, man. They need shit like that. We need shit like that for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shiggy. Shiggy keeps some shit going on, man. Yeah. We need that fun.
Yeah, we do.
We need the trap for the trap boys. We need that fun shit. We need some weirdos. We're gonna have to have a few minority white folks or whatever the fuck we list. That's just hip hop though.
Mm-hmm.
We need all the elements. We need them dancers. We need all that shit.
Word.
So yeah, man, keep it going.
Hey, you ain't about to make no mixtape no time soon.
I don't know. You never know.
I mean, because the way it is nowadays, entertainment, music, everything blended.
We
see what Duval doing.
Duval got the game on lock. Yeah. Number one record in the country. I might have to get on my comedian shit. Go number 9 or something.
I mean, your boy DC, he got the music scene.
Hey.
And he danced like a motherfucker.
Hey, DC music hard for real, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't up yet.
Yeah.
But they need to get up. Because bro got some dope-ass music. And he danced his ass off. That's just, he just one of them hood niggas that's just good at a lot of shit.
Right.
Talented as fuck. Nigga do backflips on the pits and mattress. All that shit.
Right.
Run real fast, jump real high, sing, dance, all that shit, man.
Yeah.
He's super dope at, like, the physical comedy. Like, I mean, besides Chris Tucker, but he does remind me of, like a Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And he's just one of those people, whatever you see him doing is just funny. He's just a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's just it.
What? Where? What else is going on in the world before we wrap up, man?
What else is going on?
Shit, man. What you got on your chest, man? What's
I was going to say that Rondo and CP3 fight.
Oh, man.
Then the best thing about that fight was Nipsey.
I was just about to say, Nipsey be on go.
Man, shout out to Nipsey, bro.
That nigga be on go.
It's not even about if he was going to do nothing or anything. It's just that his ghetto instinct.
He was just ready.
So intact. You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucks with Nipsey. Hey, man, Nipsey got a lot of dope ass projects out too.
Yeah, man.
I feel like Nipsey don't get.
I feel like Nipsey's album might arguably be album of the year.
I feel like Nipsey's albums they be getting slept on. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like in the whole culture.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I know he do his thing, but I feel like he should be getting most spins.
Nipsey one of them artists where you're gonna have to look back on some of his old shit. Like, damn, that's what
just
he was
like
on?
Dom. Yep. Dom Kennedy. Yep. Dom Kennedy, dope as shit. And Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah,
we was talking about all the new shit.
Yeah, the dollar sign.
Yeah, Ty got to be. I say he got to be the either the most consistent or hardest working artist of 2018.
He definitely one of the most consistent.
This nigga was on every album.
I'll give him best R&B artist.
I mean, just in general though, like
right now.
That's the thing though. They don't know where to put him.
Yeah,
they don't know if it's R&B or rap.
I don't even know what R&B is no more.
Or what?
I don't know what R&B is no more. I don't classify nothing as R&B no more. Like, because Tory Lanez, to me, that ain't R&B. Like, that's not a knock either. It's like,
right, I believe in the young niggas. It ain't to the R&B that you came up with.
Yeah.
But you got niggas like Tory Lanez. Jacquees is fucking shit up right now.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Bro, Jacquees fucking shit up right now. Yeah. Tell me you ain't looking forward to the goddamn Quee mix.
Right.
I'm looking forward.
And see, I missed it. That shit sound crazy. But yeah.
Nigga, hey, man, when that nigga came out and was singing, I got a ride with my gun on safety, I was like, okay, this the type of R&B I'm fucking with.
Right.
This some of that R. Kelly, Trey Songz, Gangsta Thug shit.
Yeah.
Shoot your man. Sing to your bitch in the rain.
In the rain.
I'm fucking with that.
Jacquees doing it right too, man. Cause I miss that old style. Like, people getting pissed off with it, but I like that. Hop on somebody's beat, do what you wanna do with it. Like, cause the mixtape era, I think that's why that shit was so hard,
nigga,
man. You hear a hard beat, you put
this
your flavor on it.
This how ignorant we are. This how young we were with the mixtape era. That mixtape era had such a big impact, nigga. The FBI had to shut it down.
Facts.
And we are the consumers.
Right.
And we know that this is nothing but music.
Right.
This was free music that artists were putting out to make us like them.
Yeah.
And once
it was promo.
Once that this became a thing,
They shut this whole operation down.
Yeah.
Think about that.
They was treating DJ Drama like a terrorist.
Look how big that impact was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just rappers. It was everybody who was coming out had to do a gangster grill. Whether you was a singer, you had to sing. You had to, like you said, you had to sing over some trap shit. You had to do all of that. Something else. It's deeper than what we get to see from the outside in.
Right,
bro.
Right.
Because what if me and you was the ones who brought the mixtape shit back just by saying that? Nigga, we going to jail.
Yeah, right.
Just by letting our homeboy upload this shit in the order we said do it, and we going to arrange it and put some. We going to jail for that?
They're
going
to
run up in the crib.
Nah, they was really shutting niggas' houses down.
Taking hard drives, digging out roaches in the ashtray, making us look like real criminals, dog.
For some burn CDs.
Let's quit talking about this shit right now. Them motherfuckers must have fucked around and made low-key $1 billion or something. Whatever it was.
It had to be some tax shit. It had to be. Because I don't, like, it's music.
It can't be tax. But ain't wasn't nobody doing shit like that. Right. Niggas was booking shows. That man might have got them off some shit like that. But that shit, you can get them shits for free.
It was advertising.
You go to the club, niggas give you 9 mixtapes.
Say, bro, you like
Gangsta Grill? Hey, you listen to music. Check my Gangsta Grill out.
Yeah.
Nigga, you giving this away? Yeah, nigga, it's 40 songs on here, sir.
Yeah,
I know, bro. Fuck with it. You sure?
Right, you don't want no money?
Bro? Yeah, I got another one coming next week. These niggas, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, this shit got me lit right now.
I'm telling you, man.
It was that salt caramel.
But I'm just one of them conspiracy ass niggas. Anytime I see,
but it's real when you think about it. Like
anytime
that.
I see something black and then a certain stop or something happen, I was like, nah, it ain't. It's more to it than that, bro.
Right?
Man, I was watching that. There was this documentary on the dude with the black identity politics or the black identity extremists. Yeah. How the feds pulled up on him. Just because he was just posting about, like, sympathizing with, like, the Dallas shooter.
Yeah.
And he was just about, like, empowering black people to Amendment.
This how deep racism is, bro. You watch football?
Yeah.
It's two motherfuckers on the football field you can't hit. That's the kicker.
And the quarterback.
Mm. Who are they?
White.
That's real.
Man,
what strain is that?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's what's doing it.
I don't. I see. I have to be looking at shit like that though, man.
Nah, but it's real though. Cause
think about the NBA, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck can Luke Walton coach LeBron James?
That's some shit. Let that marinate.
Yo, I'm already marinating in this salted caramel.
No, that's real. That's real.
Bruh. Luke Walton is hot garbage.
That look like the pastor when he know he dropped that word real quick. Like, y'all heard me.
But that's just what – it ain't even just Luke Walton, though. It's how the fuck can these old-ass white men tell these young athletic-ass niggas how to play a game that they naturally know how to play?
Right.
And then they'll say some shit like, well, Nick Saban's the greatest coach ever.
Yeah.
What about them niggas who scored all them touchdowns?
Right. That's real, too, because if you think about it, Pee Wee
football. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback the NFL has ever seen. Who the fuck he threw them passes to?
All our coaches was black when we was little.
If he great, they got to be greater than him, right? Yeah.
That's a fact.
Speaking of conspiracies.
That's hip-hop, too.
Where do we think that $1.6 billion jackpot went?
To the government. Back to the people who sell lottery tickets. What the fuck is you thinking, man?
No, I'm talking about. No.
Do you really think the government is going to allow a random person,
one nigga,
to make $1.6 billion off of $1? America don't work like that, bro. Nobody winning no damn lottery.
It just so happened the winner was in one of the states that you can remain anonymous to.
If they can afford to make the damn jackpot $1.6 billion, and how much you think they get?
Oh, yeah. And even if it was real, they was going to tax that off top.
But, man, if they going to – come on, man. Yeah. And they ain't got to
I feel you.
They're not about to give you that today. You're going to win that shit and go down there and get the – no.
It was someone anonymous from South Carolina.
Ain't no fucking anonymous, dog. Them niggas know what number you played, dog. They know numbers that niggas pick. They not about to let you just randomly – when I say they not going to let you, I'm saying it's not happening, bro. Yeah. You don't see
that. From a technical aspect,
it's crackheads in the hood that buy lottery tickets every day and ain't never won another ticket.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
As a fact, if the machine knows what numbers you pick, it knows which ones not to pick.
When we leave, let's go to the liquor store, and we're going to buy a whole roll of them tickets. We could buy the whole, however many on the road, nigga, we still ain't going to win.
You're right.
You ever bought a lot of scratch-off tickets?
I didn't buy a lot.
Nigga.
Nah, go buy the scratch-off.
Go buy $100 worth of dollar tickets. You won't even win back $100.
I think the most I ever won was like $5.
I won $500 one.
Yeah, but the actual lotto, I played that shit knowing I was getting hustled. But I played it for the
Yeah, I put $30 on it.
Basically, yeah.
Nah, man, fuck that shit. You just spent that shit. They try to make it seem like you're going to win right here in your city.
Yeah. No, that's how they do us, too.
Motherfucking South Carolina.
Like, we was all he that one did King win. Super.
Then won $900 million. What you going to do? Probably get my transmission fixed.
Take
my kitty cat to get a shot.
No, what you going to do with the other $1.5 billion?
They try to play us out here, too.
Pay off my home.
The last lottery for $500 million was won right here in your city.
Nigga, I just want, why come ain't a hood nigga won in all these fucking lotteries? It's been going on 50 years.
It's the hood tax.
Man, one nigga from the hood got to win one time for me to believe it's real.
Yeah. Somebody ain't going to lie either.
I'm like, talking
y'all
about
niggas know me.
One of them straight,
y'all know I ain't finna lie to you.
Miami nigga. Man, real nigga shit.
Right.
Man. I done won all this money, all these folks.
Yeah.
And they just keep on blessing me, bro. Like, I'm ready for a straight hood nigga out of Lakeland, Florida to win.
Yeah. Right.
A nigga,
out of South Georgia. Man, God, so motherfucking good. Man, I had $9. You feel what I'm saying? I went in that bitch. I bought $3 worth of ticket, $2 worth of gas, wood, wine till black mouth, and a motherfucking Mountain Dew, bro. I get to the crib. Zululu, bam, just like that. Ooh, what he do? That right there, right there, right there. Came back on the hole. Bam, flashed up, $450 million on them four. Bam, off the top. Still gonna get another what? Million for the net, 50 song year. Suck my dick, keep my ass wet. And the album coming out. Mid-tape dropping soon on these four niggas. Like, one of them niggas got
that nigga wins?
Yeah. Now I start playing weekly.
Definitely a nigga winning, talking about we got the same 24 hours.
Man, come on. Man, this what God wanted for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't already did the street life. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was a rich nigga from the beginning because that's what God had already put in forth in the motion and the plan.
I don't
you
know
what I'm saying? Everybody who fuck with me, straight. All my baby mama right here. Get along. Fuck you talking about. And I got two babies on the way. Shit, they pregnant now.
Talking about, I don't know how you do that 9 to 5.
No, I don't know how y'all do this.
When that nigga wins, we on.
Bruh.
Yeah. But that's why tweet, that nigga can't win, because he don't buy the whole
tweet
hood.
Where the nigga be like, I don't see how y'all do this. It's 9 to 5 shit. Like, the same nigga that work 11 to 7 say that. Niggas on the night shift, and they're like, nigga, I don't know how y'all do that.
Right. Hell no. Nah. What happened to the other lottery, though? The shit where it be like you win like $1,000 every week.
Nigga. What the?
Does anybody ever really win that shit? Where they come to your door and like they got that big ass
sweepstakes shit?
Check. Yeah.
Nah, man. That's been a scam, bro. The Ed McMahon shit.
Yeah.
Publishers Clearinghouse and
that's
shit.
What it is. Yeah.
I did Publishers Clearinghouse, and I ain't stopped getting spam emails ever since.
Nah, like, man. That's some shit for old white people, bro. They really be believing they going to win, and then they keep sending them shit. You're this close.
They've been using the same commercials.
All you
got to
do is sit 68. In this back. Yeah, this close. Man, send us a blank check so we'll know where to put the money. Yeah, this close.
Scams like a month.
Man, it's fucking bullshit.
You ever got one of them Nigerian scams in the email?
I get them daily.
I finally started getting them.
I get that shit.
I thought
daily.
That was a myth.
But a lot of people try to scam me. I don't know how much money they think I got or what I make, but these people always. I go in my phone right now. Motherfuckers just send random cash apps. I ain't never even met these people. Motherfuckers asking me for money for this and that, and they in college, and I'm like, man, what the fuck they got to do with me?
Right. You on TV.
You clearly not learning shit if you just asking strangers for money.
Right. You on TV, bro.
The internet has made people way too comfortable with asking people for shit, man.
Right.
I don't appreciate that part.
That's real. This is a crazy headline. Serial bomber was anti-everything, worked as male stripper in the 90s.
Wow. They're going to start pulling all the files on the male
shit on
strippers
you,
from the 90s now.
How do you go from
this motherfucker
stripper?
Said he was anti-everything.
What you stripping?
So basically, he don't give a fuck if the bomb worked or not. Right. I don't give a fuck. I'm anti-bombs my damn self.
Anti-death, nigga.
I'm anti-dying. Yeah. Glad didn't nothing happen to you motherfuckers, but then again, I'm kind of not.
Right. How does that shit work?
Are you anti everything?
You anti everything. You want some pussy? I do, but I don't. I would, but I will not.
Right.
Anti everything. I hate blacks, but not as much as I hate Puerto Ricans. But I don't hate Puerto Ricans as much as I hate Chinese people. But I don't hate Chinese people as much as I hate handicapped people. But less than I hate blacks. I do not fuck with Mexicans, but I can't stand Africans. If that makes any sense to you.
But he love everybody,
though. Man, fuck the Portuguese. I'm anti-love.
But he anti-hate, though.
Yeah, but I'm not a hater.
Man, how do you go from stripping to sending bombs to people? Like, I mean, guidance counselor got that shit.
Stripping
way
is some
off.
Stressful shit, bro.
Man, I don't know. I don't even know why he sent the bombs, because he's supposed to be anti-male.
You're right. But he anti- Man, fuck this shit.
I'm anti-U.S. Postal Service, but I fucks with FedEx, but I don't like what Ken Brown do for you.
That shit look crazy on the application. Come on. I see that you was stripping and you build bombs?
Yeah, nigga, but I worked at Kinko's.
Yeah, I'm a stripper now, but my passion is demolition.
Right. Right.
What?
Hell no. All right, bro, so you had the improv tonight.
Yeah, man. Well, shit, by the time this come out, I won't.
Yeah, you'll be at somebody's shit. You on stage tonight whenever they listening to this.
Bro, this is a dope-ass pen. Thank you, man. This shit got vent on it and everything.
Shouts to Mez. Mez Brands keep you good.
Hell yeah. I fucks with them. Shout out to Mez. I like all things
say, smoke,
black.
Smoke with the blacks?
Man, you got to smoke with the black folks.
Yeah, man. So cool.
Much love to Crown Royal. For, you know, just for what they did for the black community.
Man, they've done a lot.
But we ain't never really. This is the closest to our royalty we done came since we got to America.
That velvet bag?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Hey, the multi-purpose bag is underappreciated. We got
to
have a
Crown
Royal bag.
Shout out to the people who know how to make those blankets out of Crown Royal bags. I don't know if you stopped, but you should, because there's a market for that shit.
I seen somebody with a whole Crown Royal jumpsuit. That nigga's a legend.
In the hood.
But it was really the bags.
Shout out to Ciroc, too, man.
Yeah, man.
Diddy, you a real one.
VS, I don't know how you managed to make
mahogany top.
Hennessy taste so good.
Bro, I drunk Ciroc with Hennessy, man. He told me that shit was coming out before it came out. Now look at it.
Yeah, man.
Puff a real one.
Cool. Well, hey, what's coming up? Where can people check out 85 South?
On YouTube. That's the best place to check it out because you can see it. But if you're somewhere and you're like in the car on a road trip or something, pull it up on the podcast app, SoundCloud. We just trying to touch all the platforms, bro.
Word.
iTunes, all of that.
Cool. All right, one last little question. All right. Any piece of knowledge, advice, whatever that you would give to somebody out there that's trying to come up in comedy right now, what would that be?
Study the game. Go back and watch the greats, but don't steal from them. Mm. You got to figure out what made them win. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to listen to it differently. Before you get so engulfed in the comedy, study the platform and block out what you want from the game so you can figure out how to get it. And don't just limit yourself to doing comedy, because comedy is just like a zip card, man. It's gonna open up the door to you for so many more opportunities. But being funny will definitely get you there faster. Mm. Like, if you want to be a comedian, you got to be serious and diligent about the game, because every day something, you know what I mean, something happens that you got to give your input on. You got to be present. Social media, you got to study. You got to know what's going on in the world around you so you know what you're talking about. People know the difference in between somebody who's just saying shit
right.
and somebody who know what they're talking about. So
what?
I would advise up-and-coming comedians to study the game. Don't steal from the old heads. Mm. Respect the people that you work with, and don't be afraid to challenge yourself. Come out your comfort zone. Do some clean shows. Do some white rooms. Go where the weirdos are, because this all helps in your development.
Right.
Don't be no hater. Everybody ain't got the same path. Mm. Some people gonna have it easier than you. Some people gonna have it harder than you. But just know who the fuck you are and who you're talking to. And there's a responsibility that comes with all the things that you say.
Right.
So if you can't stand up for it, hold up to it, don't say it.
Right.
And be funny. That is the number one thing that you could do, is be funny. People respect you different when they know that you're funny, because they can see the work that you put in. It says a lot about you and your craft, especially when you're original and you can say things that
people have never heard before. You got a way with words. You could put a joke together. You could write a joke. You could come off the top. It's like, those are the things that make you a dope comedian. Not right. who you know or what you did or what you got on. Do people like you? Like, you got to be a, you can't be a comedian if you're not a likable motherfucker. If you right. ain't never been the funny motherfucker or the people, the dude who could deliver the joke that had air, don't come over here fucking around. Some people think you can write the jokes and get funny. You have to already be funny to be a comedian. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's real?
That's my little spiel. That's just my opinion. Some that's people don't object, but they can't fucking do nothing about it.
Hold up. Fuck them people.
Fuck them people.
That's the theme going through the show.
That's the name of this episode.
Right. Fuck them people. That's definitely the name of this episode.
How could people find you on social media?
Man, I need some people to find me on social media. I'm trying to get 1 million followers, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, follow me at Carlos M. KARLOUSM. It's just Carlos on everything. If you type in Carlos, and I'm the nigga that look like me.
Right.
If you see me and if you listening to me, you should know what I look like. I look exactly how I sound.
It's that nigga. Yeah. Word, man. Well, shit, get our plugs in real quick. Lifeisdope.shop. Grab you some of this new merch. We got that Make Life Dope Again.
That's right.
Rock that shit right there. We got the hoodies for the fall and for the winter. Go grab you some merch, man. Straight
most
up.
Most deaf, man. I fucks with y'all. Y'all got a nice operation going on.
Man, appreciate you, bro.
Real niggas drinking brown liquor. You know what I'm saying?
Keep you down.
How long y'all been in the podcast game?
Man, about a year and some change.
What made y'all jump this hoe?
Same thing like you said, bro. Like, we homies in real life, and we just kick it, and we be saying some shit like we should turn the mics on, just make this a show.
Hell yeah.
And just being on social media and all that, we notice whenever we got something to say, whether it be problematic or positive,
right.
people flock to it.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We need more shit like this, man. Because mm-hmm. we, you know, as black men, we don't really have a lot of avenues and shit like that where we can get our thoughts off in a space where we, you know what I mean?
Right.
We ain't got to play to nothing or pander to nobody. So I definitely support the movement, man.
Absolutely.
That's love. We appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
catch
your time,
catch up on what
too.
Y'all got going on and go check out the, you know, the whole process, man.
Definitely, man.
Get check up on these
on
episodes.
Too. Life is dope. Life is dope. At Life is Dope on IG.
Yeah, keep it just like this, man. Fuck them niggas.
Fuck them niggas. Fuck them people. Hey, let's make some noise for my man Carlos Miller.
Hey.
Life is Dope Podcast. I'm Graffiti.
And I'm Davey.
Skirt.
We out.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.